The Israeli airstrike on a senior Hezbollah leader yesterday came after 10 months of low-level conflict between the militants and Israel. For insights into Hezbollah's military and political influence, special correspondent Simona Fultine recently traveled to its southern Beirut stronghold, beginning at the funeral of another Hezbollah commander assassinated by Israeli forces.
Even without an invasion, Hezbollah and Israel are already at war. Hezbollah has buried some 350 operatives since October. That's more than in 2006, when Israel... Gaza, Israel wants a buffer zone on its northern border. President Biden's envoy Amos Hochstein has tried to bridge the divide and broker a deal as part of which Hezbollah would pull back from the border.
Under what conditions would Hezbollah accept such a proposal?
It's the United States is not an honest broker or mediator to suggest. The American administration is a full partner with all of the genocide that is taking place in Gaza and with all of the aggressions that are taking place in Lebanon. We still have lands under occupied by the Israelis. It's the same cause, it's the same enemy, it's the same occupation and the same hostilities. The first thing that should happen, they should make a ceasefire, they should stop the Israeli killing machine, and after that, when the ceasefire is enacted, there it will be enacted here.
Hezbollah knows Lebanon cannot afford all-out war. The country has been crippled by an economic and financial crisis for years, with many Lebanese already struggling to make ends meet.
You're a Lebanese group. Your responsibility is primarily to the Lebanese people. And there are many Lebanese who believe that this is not Lebanon's war, that Lebanon has plenty of other problems.
The majority of the Lebanese, they support what we're doing now. This is a defensive war against the Israeli aggression, as part of our land is under occupation. And when we come to defend ourselves, they want to hold us responsible and to make the calculations. If the international community addressed this properly, we wouldn't have seen any kind of resistance.
A ceasefire in Gaza could provide an off-ramp, but it wouldn't address the roots of this long-running conflict. The border between Lebanon and Israel was never demarcated. Both sides lay claim to 14 disputed areas. This latest war has further deepened animosities.
But we do not recognize Israel. When you say Israel, Israel is an occupying force. It is a kind of cancerous existence that has been installed into the body of the region. We will never recognize Israel as a normal entity here. We are in a war of liberation to our land. The Palestinians is in a war of liberation to their land. And this is something that will continue as long as this occupation, as long as the hostility continues.
Previous attempts to mend the rifts have failed. According to a 2006 UN resolution, Hezbollah was to hand over border security to the Lebanese army, which was never implemented.
Would you agree with me that Hezbollah has not complied with Resolution 1701?
We believe we have complied with everything that would respect our sovereignty, that would defend our people, that would keep our land intact.
Hezbollah is deeply embedded in Lebanon's south. Mousawi says that international calls to remove its fighters are implausible.
The Hezbollah fighters are the sons of the families that are living there in the villages, you see? So if it hadn't been an attack or hostility, you wouldn't have seen the sons and the fathers and the brothers coming to fight the occupation.
And it's the people of the south who are once again bearing the brunt. All along the border, villages have been laid to waste.
Now, some observers are saying that once there is a ceasefire in Gaza, Israel will have sufficient capacity to then turn its attention to Lebanon. So what will be Hezbollah's response if the strikes on Lebanon continue?
In Arabic, ahla wa sahla, ya marhab, ahla wa sahla. They are welcome and they can try it. We are ready more than enough to deal them devastating blows. They are not going to be able to destroy or do anything to us without having a reprisal and a retaliation that is not equal, it could be above also.
Neither side may want all-out war, but that's where the path could lead if a political solution remains elusive. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Simona Foltin in Beirut.